We get this afternoon kicked off with a special guest in studio with us. My buddy Adam Hood joins us. How are you, bud?
Good, man. Special guest.
Special.
Surprise. Not a surprise. We knew this.
Yeah, I kind of announced it. I'm sorry. I guess I could have made it a special surprise.
I still feel special.
You are special.
Well, good.
You know, in that special kind of way.
Yes, in that special way.
Adam Hood, it's been a few years since we've seen you, man. What have you been up to?
Nothing that should have taken all the years that it's been, to be honest with you. Shane, to tell you the truth, I know we've seen each other a bunch, still coming out here and playing and stuff. It's just taking a while to get a record done, but we're finally here promoting the next record and got the single out and all that stuff. So here we are.
You got a new album somewhere in between October 12th. Is that correct?
Correct. That's the unofficial record release.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's usually
one's pretty solid, though.
Oh,
you
is
know
it?
How this stuff works, man.
I know. It's usually the artwork that holds everything up, it seems like, but it looks like you've already got that done.
Yeah, the artwork is good.
You in a fancy hat.
Right.
Looks really good.
Thank you to the Standard Hat Works guys.
Oh, is that where the hat came from?
Yeah. Can I say that?
If they'll give me a hat one day, hopefully, you know.
Cameron ought to do that.
He should, but, you know, it's the way it is, I guess, sometimes. Low man on the totem pole.
Oh, come on now.
So, Adam, you got this new album coming out. Tell us about the new album.
So, like you said, it's called Somewhere in Between. It's kind of just the same thing that we've been doing, you know, just putting together songs. This one took a little while just because of the fact that I was writing for other people. I've had some pretty good success. We just kind of have been fortunate. I got some good Miranda Lambert cuts and stuff like that. So it hasn't really held me up per se, but at the same time, you know, I would rather let the people that I write those songs with and for and stuff like that sort of do their thing with the songs, and then I can kind of come on the heels of a lot of that. So I've been spending a lot of time just writing for other people, and still for myself, you know, because there's other songs on here that are a little older. Somewhere in Between, I wrote that one. It's actually the song's called Heart of a Queen, which is where the title came from.
Oh, okay.
But I wrote that with Ben Danaher a long time ago.
Love Ben's stuff, man.
His new
stuff is really cool,
really
too.
It's really good. Yeah, and he's always got great material, and he and I write really well together. But I've had that song for years and years.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
back a little bit.
Was that a song that you were thinking about trying to pitch to somebody else, and that's why you're holding back, or just wasn't the right time to release it?
It was timing on that one, I think. You know, it's one of those things to where, I don't know, it may have been similar to other things, and then I know Ben's recorded a song or two that he and I have written together, so just the timing was right for this one. To give credit where it's due, my wife loved that song, and so she said, you ought to go back and listen to this one, and I did, and I said, man, we should really record that one. So I'm glad she's got good taste.
Yeah.
Wife has great taste.
Well, that's still yet to be seen. She is with you, let's be honest.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I punted outside my coverage.
Speaking of your wife, just had a baby. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. This is this is number three. This is our second and then my third. So
very cool. How's mom and baby's all doing good?
Mom and baby's good,
You were saying before we got on the air, sister's trying to poke her in the eyes a lot.
Yeah, she thinks that her eyes are those baby doll eyes. And so she kind of slowly goes for the eyeball.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, please stop, please
don't
stop.
Touch her. You can't touch those eyes.
So you tonight, the reason you're in town, of course, tonight you're going to be playing out at the Railhead Smokehouse in Willow Park.
Yeah, man.
Following our big Ranch Factor competition. You ever heard of this?
Of course, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I saw Aaron Johnson had posted something, so I guess she's in that tonight, huh?
Yeah, so it should be a fun show tonight. You ever played the Railhead Smokehouse?
A bunch.
Yeah, have you?
I've done this Tuesday night thing a bunch.
I've got a restraining order. Well, they have a restraining order against me.
Is
but
it because
you
live so close and you do weird things when you get home?
It is. I feel like I should be able to show up in my pajamas. But,
totally.
You know,
this is my backyard.
And my pajamas is a Spider-Man birthday suit. But, you know, whatever. So tonight, when you do something like this, is this an opportunity for you to showcase some of these new songs?
Or absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to hear a bunch of these new songs tonight?
I mean, as many of them as I can remember the words to. Yeah, totally.
That guy's got his lyrics up there. I can't believe
it. Music sheet, a note sheet up there.
Yeah. Well, that is very cool, though. So I can't wait to hear this. And you were talking about you had some cuts on Miranda's album. You've now had a lot of big names cut your songs, man.
Thank you.
That has
been very exciting for you. It's been exciting. It's exciting. It's also been a lot of work. You know, I mean, I've been up there writing for 10 years. You know, we still. You know, I don't. And the thing is, you know, I kind of have a little bit of an opposition just because I don't live there, which there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of my friends that live in Texas and, you know, guys that you know that live here and they go up there and write. And so
it's just where the center of everything is. Right. It's really all it is.
Exactly. And so, but you know, it's one of those things to where, it's just something I've kind of always wanted to do. I've always admired kind of the writers and always wanted that to be. You know, initially I wanted it to be kind of more of a primary thing in my career, but I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out of school, but it's a tougher living now this day and age than it used to be, you know, just with the digital world and things like that. And I know there's a lot of stuff that's happening that's going to make that better for us as writers, but I have to have supplemental income. You know what I mean?
Well, especially with three kiddos now.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
It is. So now when you're writing a song like that, are you thinking, now this is for this person, or are you just writing a song and then you kind of see who will do it?
Well, with Miranda, it was kind of, so she called me, and it was her and Brent Cobb were writing together, and so she called me and said, "Hey, Brent and I have got a song that we're working on. We're going to go back in and try to work on it Tuesday. Do you want to come and write with us?"
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of already outlined, and it was really a lot more typical of something that she would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I play it live all the time. It's a song that, you know, I mean, I just drop it down a step and a half, and, and it's a song that fits in our set too.
You can't reach her octave?
No, she's a little higher register than me.
I can imagine. Well, that's very cool, though, that's happening for you. And, man, I'm so proud of all your success, for sure.
Thanks,
man. We got the new single off this, the first single, I guess, off this new album. We're going to play it here in a little bit, so I can't wait for people to hear it. This new album, a lot of co-writes? Is this a lot of just Adam Hood?
Yes, the same thing. I mean, so there's 11 songs on here, and then I either wrote or co-wrote 10 of them.
Okay.
And this is the first time, so this is like my seventh record, and the first time I've ever recorded a song that I didn't write. So there's a Willis Allen Ramsey song on there.
Really?
And we were going to put it on Welcome to the Big World, and just I didn't quite get the permission that I wanted, you know, for that record. So,
oh, yeah.
So I did get a chance to talk to Willis, and so we got to put it on this record. So, but, I mean, this is the first time I've ever recorded a song that's not mine, so.
When you talked to him, did you ask him to put out a second album?
I didn't mention it. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say anything else about it.
I'm sure he gets tired of hearing that all the time.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
I got to see him once, man, and it's like... It's unbelievable how good that guy still is.
Just naturally, a songwriter's writer.
Yeah, absolutely he is. And that's what you've become,
Hood. I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate, and you guys have been as supportive of what I do as anybody I know. So I really appreciate everything you do for me, Shane.
Well, and let's be honest, you know, Texas music fans are pretty fickle about bands that aren't from Texas or artists that aren't from Texas. So we don't accept just anybody.
Yeah.
And, man, they have latched on to Adam Hood. There's such an honesty in your songwriting and your songs, and it's so relatable to us down here that, I mean, well, you're a Southern guy anyways as well. So, I mean, it really fits with us.
Thank you. Well, and I realize it every day, and especially when I'm here, I realize how blessed I am, you know, because it's a really unique scene to be a part of, and I'm thankful that I'm able to have a job here. Mm-hmm. And you know, and like you said, you know, it's one of those things to where even growing up in Alabama, I mean, you know, guys like Delbert McClinton and guys like that, they were always the well that I drew from.
Mm-hmm.
So creatively, Texas music has always been a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I'm glad.
You brought a guitar.
I sure did.
Play a song for us?
I'd love to. This is one that's on the record. I wrote this one with Jason Eady. This one's called Downturn.
Oh, cool.
I know you came in here 'cause you're worried about me. I can tell by your eyes
You came to see if I'm all right, babe. Well, I'm all right, babe. It's a downturn, but it's a turn all the same. Well, sometimes it feels like a merry-go-round. I'm standing still, I go up, I come down all night, babe. And the music and lights, babe. It's a downturn, but it's a turn all the same. Well, the circles I run in are cycles older than time, and I refuse to abide an unchanging life. Because running in circles beats the hell out of sinking in sand, and I simply can't stand and stay where I am. Well, the circles I run in are cycles older than time, and I refuse to abide an unchanging life. Because running in circles beats the hell out of sinking in sand, and I simply can't stand and stay where I am. So let the world keep on turning and set its own speed. At the end of the day, we've got what we need, and that's all right, babe. We're all right, babe. It's a downturn, but it's a turn all the same. Yeah, it's a downturn, but it's a turn all the same.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you, man.
The great Adam Hood hanging out in studio with us this Tuesday afternoon. Again, playing tonight at the Railhead Smokehouse in Willow Park. A free show. It's so cool of them to do that with great singer-songwriters such as yourself, man.
Yeah,
it's
a good time, too. We always have fun out there. It's good to see old Randy Brown. And, just nice to see everybody out there.
I was going to say good luck
right?
with Randy Brown.
Randy Brown.
I love that guy.
Me too.
That's going to be two really good entertainers tonight.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. And, you know, he's one of those people that's a really good guitar player, and so we can kind of play off each other.
And ask him to do his John Anderson for you.
Oh, interesting.
It's unreal.
Oh.
It is unreal how good he is at it.
I can't wait to hear that.
And then he'll play a medley of his hit, which is a big deal. It's fun. So the new album, Somewhere in Between, out October the 12th. Can we pre-order this yet? Are we that close to it?
Yeah, I believe so. On iTunes and Spotify, I noticed that it's up for pre-order. So the single's out and available, and then you can pre-order the album.
I want to play this new single here. It's called She Don't Love Me, featuring the great Brent Cobb.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song.
I wrote this with Josh Abbott and Brent.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote it. It was the same thing. We wrote it a while back. It was one of those things where Brent and I, we flew out here and just hung out with Josh for like a week. And we wrote a couple of different songs. I think in fact, Josh has a single out now that's one of the tunes. The funny thing is, so So we played in Stephenville that night, and I opened up for Josh. And while I was opening up, while I was on stage, Josh and Brent were on the bus writing this song. So I missed out on Josh's new single having a play. I feel shorted.
I feel like you should at least get song credit by osmosis just for
like
being there.
Or something,
I mean,
something. Right?
I mean, something, man. Yeah. You got babies to feed.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks
much.
A lot, Josh.
Yeah, for leaving me out of that one while I was working.
That is very cool. Again, Adam Hood tonight, Railhead Smokehouse in Willow Park. Buddy, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. It's been too long.
Thank you for stopping by and,
man, my pleasure.
And visiting our brand-new fancy studios here.
I know. I mean, really, it's been long enough to where I haven't seen the new place.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. I won't make that happen again.
I hope not. I hope we got another album before then.
Me, too.
I do. There it is, the She Don't Love Me featuring Brent Cobb, the new one from Adam Hood off the upcoming album Somewhere in Between. It's the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
Kiss me goodbye, left me speechless. She don't love me no more. I can't draw from her, a dry well. I head down a lonesome trail. Thought I figured what the hell. She don't love me no more. I can get down to Houston, I can get there by dawn. There's plenty of stuff in that city to get something good going on. She don't want me around, 'cause she stole my heart, killed my pride. But she can't put me in the ground. No, she can't put me in the ground. Well, my best friend since junior high, half as good looking and twice as wild. He and my sweetheart started making eyes. Now she don't love me no more. No, she don't love me no more. Get there by five. I got just enough of money to get on with my life. But I wanna keep on coming, but she don't want me around. 'Cause she stole my heart, killed my pride. But she can't put me in the ground. Honey, can't put me in the ground. Don't want me around. Yes, she stole my heart.